Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow, wow, wow.
What do we got right now, Doug? Boy, this is good. Are we still in Teen Wolf?
Yeah, just doing a Teen Wolf theme. Found this one. I've actually
Teen Wolf
heard
Tuesdays.
This
before. Can I have initials of this band, please?
MS. It's not a band. It's a solo artist.
MS. Mike Smith.
Molly Stringwall.
Did you say MS, Posey? Could I have the second letter of the first name, please?
A.
Matt Simpson. Matt Simpson?
Matt Simpson.
How about the third letter of the first name, please?
R.
Mark.
Mary.
Correct.
Mark Summers.
No.
No. How about the second letter of the second name?
A.
Mark
Salas. He used
Mark
to be
Salas.
A member of the
Mark
Twins.
Mark Salmon. How about the third letter, please?
F.
F. Mark Saffer. Mark how about the fourth letter, Ponzi?
A.
Mark Safan.
Yes, I'm going to say after the one more letter, that is the whole name.
See, I got
I recognize
the song.
How do you figure that stuff out?
I remember hearing it.
The name of the song is Win in the End?
Yeah. Wow.
Big fan of Mark Safan, sure.
The 1980s, the era of the synthesizer and also the American trying to sound British while performing.
And over-singing just a little bit.
We're still playing it 2016, though.
Yep, it's timeless.
He won't make top 30, I don't think.
Mark Safin will not make top 30. You will hear more about Joe Jackson later today on the fan page, though. Doug, Alvin Mack has accepted a role as security for us.
Yeah, he's a big, beefy guy. He can throw some people around, can't he?
Let's call it Chief of Homeland Security for Inside STL.
Nice. I mean, it really is basically only Hot Shots, but yeah, Homeland Security, I agree.
Chief of Hot Shot Security.
No, Dais Security.
Yeah. No, we don't have a dais.
It's Ryan Kelly Morning After. You're listening to the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. Joe Buck and S.E. Cup as our guest. That's like an A-list type of program here.
On a B show.
Yeah, right. That's giving us a compliment. But we have two tickets to give away for the Blues and Predators Saturday night for our email today, so I'm looking forward to the emails we get the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Don't forget, Salt and Smoke is the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, and Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. When you're settling in and watching Missouri and Tennessee and Vern Lundquist asking, why didn't I retire last week this Saturday on CBS, you can enjoy some Salt and Smoke and some Bud Light, and I think you're having yourself a lovely day. When you hear this, it's brought to you by Hot Shots. Don't forget Hot Shots Tuesdays. Tonight, Hot Shots in Manchester, where you'll have their Blues Watch Party Blues and Buffalo Sabres. This evening as the Blues try and turn things around with this three-game homestand. Seamaster has let me know that it is already a strong batch of emails. When we give out quality prizes, the greats come out. You got guys like P-Hump. You got guys like the East Side Jackalope. You got guys like the Rat in Bloomsdale.
Oh.
KG in O-Town.
Sure.
Uncle Carl's Double-Sided Fleshlight. All the greats come out.
West County Turkey Baster.
Yep. WC Turkey B. They come out. So I'm looking for, I'll make sure I give 15 minutes for email today. But I can't wait this gentleman wait any longer. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Wrestling Recap. Brought to you by the National Wrestling League.
This is WWE superstar Daniel Bryan. It's now time for your WWE Wrestling Recap with our
590 The Fan
Wrestling Insider, Larry
Nichols. There was an edit in the middle of that.
Brought to you by the National Wrestling League. Join the fight, St. Louis. Visit FightSTL.com and defend your city.
On the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yep, there it is. It's unbelievable what we have going on here because last night, wow, Doug.
Wow, indeed. I missed the program last night, so my consecutive missing the program streak is extended. It's up over 30 years now.
Goosebumps for me.
Larry, good morning. Unreal.
Yeah, it is unreal. How you guys doing?
Fantastic, Larry.
Let's take a listen to the audio that we have that may or may not be audible. Let's take a
hit the lever, Plowsy.
I'm going to make it very simple for you, Heyman. The next time you mention my family, I'm going to rip off your damn head, and I'm going to feed it to him.
Goosebumps.
You chew on that. Let me spell this out for you. You shall be beaten, victimized, and conquered by Brock Lesnar to such an extent that you, sir, shall be unrecognizable, that your son will call Brock Lesnar daddy.
Goldberg, Goldberg warned Heyman, and Goldberg's lost it. Heyman with one too many comments about Goldberg's family. And now Goldberg just taking out the security staff. Goldberg's hitting anything that can move. And the base watching it happen.
Sounds like there was a real set too.
Larry, I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Yeah, because last night they had the face-to-face of Goldberg and Brock Lesnar.
How'd it go? Didn't sound good.
It didn't. It was going fine until Paul Heyman had to bring up Goldberg's family.
Hmm.
That's why they had the security out there. Right.
Doug, security was out there to make sure nothing went off the rails.
Yeah, what was the deal with his family?
Paul Heyman was poking a beehive, so to speak.
Was he?
About Goldberg's family.
Yeah. Is that right or wrong in your opinion as a wrestling insider? Or is that just part of the business like politics?
Well, in my honest opinion, you should not bring up a man's family to piss him off to the point of wanting to get at him 5 nights before the Survivor Series.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and I agree with that. But Doug and I were talking about it in the commercial break for the prep segment on your recap. And we were going back to, was it 87 you said, Doug, with Ravishing Rick Rude?
Oh, who can forget that?
And boy, what an unfortunate cuck situation for Frank Gifford when
Gifford. The hell did he get involved in this?
Ravishing Rick Rude, Larry, as you remember, in 87, chased Kathy Lee Gifford around the studio with Regis trying to court her to the point that she had to exit the studio. So we have seen family members brought into it, and Frank Gifford, I think, is the name at everybody's top of their list.
Well, back then, they did not try to keep the personal stuff out of it.
Oh, now they are.
Yeah, now it's a little classier.
Mm-hmm. And then usually this is where Plowsy weighs in, and I see you were ready because it was...
No, I had a question previous to that, and I watched this clip. There were about 8 or 9 security guards making a wall in between Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. My question is, with all the money that WWE has, why are the security team not as big as Goldberg and Brock Lesnar? One of them looked like a crackhead, like my size. So is that really a security team, or is this a guy pulled out of the crowd just to be kind of placed there as security?
That's quite an allegation.
Didn't you see security written on their shirts, Plowsy?
I did, but like I said, the guy was 130 pounds trying to break away Brock Lesnar and Goldberg.
He might have been a snootful.
Yeah, thank you, Doug.
He might have been a wiry little snootful.
You know, when you go to baseball stadiums and the folks chasing the guys around the field aren't necessarily looking like track stars sometimes, you know, they're all different types can make up a security.
Well, to Plowsy's point, I saw Brock Lesnar push one of the security guards, just pushed him down, and he was on the mat for the next 10 minutes. He didn't get up.
Hmm. Nixie, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Let me ask you this question. If Brock Lesnar and Goldberg were to get into a real fight, not one that's written, you know, by the WWE writers
where they don't actually hit each other.
If they got into a real fight, who would win that one?
Goldberg.
Huh. Really? He's like 10, 15 years older, isn't he?
And not as big.
Why do you say that?
He's still big.
But, said he's not as big as Lesnar, who also has legitimate MMA training.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but Goldberg has been busting his hump in the gym.
Okay.
And that made the difference, probably.
I understand that, and you're an insider, so you have sources that are telling you this.
Okay. What else happened on the show last night of interest there, Nixie?
I want to know who wins this fight, Nixie. I mean, what's the storyline? Is it better for Goldberg to win or lose because it's his only match and he's done? Lesnar's going to keep fighting, so who do you think they're going to write in as the winner?
I believe that Goldberg will go 2-0 against Brock Lesnar.
Wow. Wow. Hmm.
And the reason I say 2-0, because this is the rematch from WrestleMania 20 at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden.
And what happened in that fantasy fight?
No.
Goldberg won.
Okay.
That would make him 2-0 if he won this one, Doug.
Just as he was supposed to.
Nice math.
Nice. Yeah, I figured he had won. I just wondered if there was some storyline that the writers had cooked up in that one.
There is no writers.
Okay.
The first match they had was at WrestleMania 20.
Yeah, and it was legit, that one.
And the special guest referee was none other than WWE Hall of Famer, the Texas Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay. They needed somebody to keep order when those two stormy combatants got together, I imagine.
But when it comes to Stone Cold Steve Austin,
right? You know,
hey, real quick,
almost anything go.
Which two divas in the history of the WWE / WWF would you like to see involved in an FF situation?
That's a tough one.
I know it is. I clipped that off, by the way. I would go Tori Wilson for certain, and then I like the one who paints her hair red and pink, and I can't think of her name. Is it Eva or something?
Are you talking about Eva Marie?
Doug, is that who it is?
I don't know.
I'll go Eva Marie and Tori Wilson.
Now, if it was me, I will go Eva Marie and...
Oh, brother.
Nikki Bella.
And you've met Nikki Bella.
Yes, I have.
Why'd you choose her over Brie Bella? Because she's going to hear about this, and I bet it's going to make it awkward around the Thanksgiving table.
Right.
Let's see. One, Brie Bella is married.
Yep.
And two, she's expecting her first kid.
Yeah, well, that's the producer Joe theory.
All right.
And this is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. I mean, I met Tori Wilson at Hedo.
Tori Wilson was at Hedonism?
They were doing a photo shoot, actually.
Oh. There wasn't another beach available? That seems awfully intriguing to me.
Iggy, did you try to woo her?
Yeah, did she go to the hot tub, yo?
We asked. She didn't come. I think Stacy Keibler and Trish Stratus.
It's a nice play.
Would sell millions.
Boy, that's a nice play. Boy, you throw Stacy Keibler in there. I'm going to respectfully disagree on Trish Stratus to put her in the same class as Tori Wilson and Eva Marie and Stacy Keibler, Larry. But Larry, that's really adding one to make the decision even tougher. That's a fun question, isn't it, Doug? It's a fun.
Yeah, it's really a good time.
Well, I'm glad you asked it, Doug.
Oh, by the way, before you move on.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize for the question.
Yeah, live spot.
No, don't apologize, Tim.
Okay, of course not.
I have a question for you guys.
All right. What is it, Larry?
It's about mortgages.
Larry, okay. I swear I think there's payola going on here, and I'm going to have to investigate.
What's your question, Larry?
There's no payola. How are your mortgages?
Strong
well,
my, to quite
mine is
strong.
Really good. Yeah, I just refinanced, so mine's great.
I got a 9 rate, pretty good.
Kat, you need to go see Ryan Kelly.
Okay.
Because he's in the Wells 7th building. You can call him at 314-781-9700.
Right.
Also, he has a website. It is thehomeownexpert.com.
Did he say he's in the 7th building? Did I hear that? Because he's not anymore.
That's right. Not the 7th building, Larry.
No.
He's at a new...
Well, that's what I hear from Tim.
Well, no, he's in a new
Tim,
building.
Wow,
though.
You just threw me under the bus, and I certainly have not said that.
No, you always say he's in the World Service building. Right,
no, he's not. He's not. He's
he
in
used
a new,
to be, baby. He
no,
used
he
to
moved.
Building on Brentwood Boulevard.
I'm disappointed that you don't follow the show.
What about him throwing me under the bus? Does that bother you?
No, I like that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean to, Tim.
I understand that. Let's answer this Tori Wilson, Stacy Keibler, Eva Marie, though. You only can have two in this FF. Boy, Iggy, you really made a statement there with that question. God, I don't know. Plowhawk, where are you on this? Because I'll yield to you. The plow saber, everybody.
See, I'm with Iggy on this. I think Trish Stratus, she's in my era of when I was watching wrestling consistently. And so I would have to go with Trish Stratus. I know that wasn't the three finalists, but
I guess I'd go Stacy Keibler and Tori Wilson. I guess I'd do that, Larry. I don't know.
Well, I'd agree with you, Tim. I'd do Stacy Keibler and Tori Wilson.
Yep. Of course you would. I'd bet you'd make them very sassified. That's what you would do. You'd make them very sassified.
Yeah, if you were to have an MFL.
Not as popular, of course.
I think there's a possibility it could happen. One of them was with, what, George Clooney, and the other was with Alex Rodriguez. So right. I think there's a spot for you there, Larry.
Yeah, because Tori Wilson was with A-Rod.
Right.
And Stacy Keibler was with George Clooney.
What is Stacy Keibler doing now? I bet you know. Probably her number and her address.
I don't have her number and address.
But what is she doing these days? Because we haven't heard from her. She was on Dancing with the Stars. That was kind of like a mainstream crossover thing, I guess.
She was on a postcard about a year ago.
She was on an audio postcard. It's right. Yeah. Well, that can only carry you so long.
That could, yeah. She could have changed. I think she was doing fitness stuff, doing writing articles for fitness magazines and
Larry,
photo
is that
shoots.
Accurate?
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, see.
Perfect. A lot of people are texting in Sable.
She's kind of fun. She was the first really big diva that got naked, but that was a long time ago.
Mm. Mm. Larry, how
yeah,
do you feel
she was one of the Playboy cover girls.
Yep. Tori Wilson did Playboy.
Right. And so did Kenneth Michelle, Leah Canales Bennett, and
Tony Bennett? Did you say Tony Bennett?
Yep.
No, Melina Canales Bennett.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
married to Mike.
Oh,
Bennett.
Yeah. We had her on the show.
And Iggy did an audio postcard with them,
of course.
Too.
I would like to see Stephanie McMahon naked.
Oh, jeez.
Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, send her a text.
Her boob popped out once.
Okay. Did it really?
Okay,
did
yeah,
it honestly, did
when Triple H was, whatever that move is, where he puts her between his legs and
easy,
holds
Iggy.
Her up.
Easy.
She had like a
think
tube
the
top on.
Is that the pedigree, Larry?
It's called before marriage.
Yeah, and when he pulled her up, her top came down.
Larry, is that accurate?
Yes.
And it's referred to as the greatest moment ever by professional wrestlers. Professional wrestling fan.
Was it shown or did they like blur it out? How'd they handle it? Was it live?
It was so quick they didn't really realize it, but then afterwards everybody was posting the still shot and you just see the boobs hanging there.
Like everybody was doing it.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Tim, ask Larry if Lesnar and Sable are married. Larry, Brock Lesnar and
That's
Sable.
True.
They are married?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. I learned something in this thing.
Yeah. Huh. That's why we have him.
Who's right he there. Married to?
He
Sable
just broke a story.
Sable, the old time, like I remember
well,
that.
Not
name.
Like Mae Young old time, but like a decade ago.
Like I remember, yeah. From
no. Tori Wilson and Sable did a Playboy centerfold together. Yeah, it seemed like Larry. They would kind of insinuate lesbianism, wouldn't they? That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, they did do that before Eric Bischoff was the general manager of Raw at the time. He had something going on called HLA, which was Hot Lesbian Action.
Oh, yeah. Clip that off.
What do you mean he had it going on?
What was HLA again? You kind of broke up there. What was it?
Hot Lesbian Action.
We got it. Thank you.
Right. Now we have it. It'll be used forever. It'll be around way after we're gone in a week. Larry, do you even have the top five countries in the world? The cat really liked your list last week.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change it up a little bit. Number five, Russia.
Uh-oh. Scary.
I'm doing it for Cletus' son.
Okay.
Cletus' son?
Number four.
Soviet?
Number four, Israel.
Eh, wow. Could be a little
we're
higher.
Up to a good start. At least we're naming countries this time.
Right.
Number three, Jerusalem.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Right.
Yeah, that's good. You're back on track.
Number two, Paul Reiser.
Oh, it's pretty good.
For heaven's sakes.
He's not really mixing things up at all. I like it.
And I didn't get no coaching either.
That's right. You did the right thing.
And go off number one, drum roll, please. United States of America.
Yes.
Good time.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's nice to know with all that's going on, all the turmoil we're in right now, that we're still number one, Larry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Larry, God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Yeah, God bless you guys. God bless the whole all-new 590 The Fan Cave and F1057 HD2 and InsideFTL.com. And God bless America. Stay tuned. The emails today will be coming up in about 10 minutes. This has been the Right Story Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan Cave and F1057 HD2 and InsideFTL.com.
That's there nice. It is. I mean, it's nice broadcast. For.
Good broadcast.
This guy's working on his craft when he comes on our show. Even as sponsors. They're not on the books. No. I'll tell you that. They're not on the books. It's going to be a problem. They can't do anything about Elysium Restoration. Do you know anything about it?
I know this, Tim. I know if your house is showing a little wear and tear, it's time to fix it up with a little reno work, and the place to go is Elysium. Here's the deal. Elysium Restoration and Design has the highest quality craftsmen with more than 15 years of experience with bathroom remodels, kitchens, basements, additions, window, doors, and flooring. They do custom builds like built-in bookshelves, entertainment centers, or added crown molding. They also do office facelifts and tenant buildouts for commercial spaces. Visit erdstl.com or facebook.com/erdstl. to see some of their amazing, amazing work. Elysium Restoration and Design. Trust is one of the things they build well.
Support the sponsors. It's the name of the game. If you don't support the sponsors, we will be vanquished. Vanquished, I say. Doug, speaking of sponsors, I have a feeling SC Cup saying free Dotem. I have a feeling Joe Buck interacting with Timberfake. And I have a feeling Larry describing hot lesbian action. All will appear on Friday's Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week. And you know a little something about sharpening wives?
And knives. I don't mean to sound freaky, but chop, chop, cheeky. Bertarelli Cutlery is what we're talking about. And what they do is offer a wide array of sharpening solutions for the professional kitchen or for your kitchen at home. They specialize in what they like to call knife service. Once a week or once every 2 weeks, their friendly knife service delivery specialist comes to your kitchen and exchanges your dull knives for freshly sharpened chopping blades. No contracts. Customize your order with over 35 different blade styles and colors. They work with restaurants, cafeterias, hospitals, schools, food trucks, meat markets and butchers, supermarkets, grocery stores. You name it, they sharpen slicer blades, processor blades, grinder knives and plates, and so much more. Bertarelli Cutlery right there on the hill. Been there forever. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. If you mention us, you receive one free knife sharpening with a $5 in-store purchase. At Bertarelli Cutlery, there is never a dull moment.
Can I give you a little marketing input?
Sure.
I gave you the not just sharpening knives, but sharpening lives. Here's a little thing you could throw in there. Happy knife, happy life.
Oh.
Throw that in there.
At Bertarelli, they don't just sharpen knives. They sharpen lives.
Well done.
Happy knife, happy life.
Well done.
Done. Let's go to lunch. That's how business is done.
Yeah, it is. That's how it works.
Ka.
Ka. Doug, some listeners wanted to hear this drop montage that Iggy put together. I don't even know what it is. I haven't heard it.
There was an email chain that I was on, Timmy.
Let me take a listen. Let's see what we got here.
What's that all saber. About? It's all Heber Plowsy. I wonder if they have any grandsons that are cute. He's a bear, you're a twink, she's a mole. Bleeding from the anus, loofah, your stretch mark.
And 90% of the emails deal with my backside.
Goldfarb Goldstein, the Gucci mane, no hoke, no joke. Hang around a porta potty looking to meet somebody. How would a pube get there?
I think any girl would love to be called a lady bull.
You think Lady Gaga's a tranny?
Or perhaps just a lesbo rom-com. Do you like a girl that has all her teeth?
You are a little pepper pot.
I'm long and straight in the bedroom. A lot of people are on drugs. You ever been a member of the swinging community? Maybe he's looking for the more popular MMF. Are you wildly naco when you cook? Nothing to shave on me. Yeah, of course, dads, yeah. Oh, they were passionate lovers.
Do you think about playing any college ball there, sluggo?
You ever go to a laundromat and put on a pair of warm underwear and then look around and see who they might belong to? Prolapse rectum, that's serious stuff there. You'll ignore a rogue pube, won't you? Same place as his home. Slam pig, slither in there. Small taste. I've got snow caps on the top of my dome. Who goes to the kids' soccer game looking to get lucky? Soulard twink boy. South City dirty? Just literally sucking the rectum right out of an unfortunate gentleman?
I think the summer months people begin to feel frisky.
A little uncomfortable, so we forgot the question about the landing.
And what are you wearing, Tim? Where does the gentleman buy a thong that fits on the outside of your trousers?
Willie Mays and the Gays.
You wouldn't marry a porn star, would you, Iggy? Hey, you on the down low?
Doug, those are your words.
See, those
sir.
Were taken out of context, almost all of
I
them.
Could listen to you for hours, Doug. Well done, sir.
Thank you. It took a while, but
There's a lot of a Swope-like production going on there.
No, not really.
Yep.
That's probably not a real pleasant task, is to go through all these shows and listen to them. And...
Well, it's not, because where I pull one off to put onto the screen, it doesn't start there. So I have to go all the way back to the beginning and scroll to where I ended. So, but it's fun, because all I do when I listen to those, I laugh. It makes me happy doing it, because I laugh while I'm doing it.
Do your synapse fire when...
They do.
Yeah.
Just like when we look for clips for Cuts of the Week, I laugh my ass off back there listening to those things. So I enjoy it, actually.
Are you listening to another show and then doing that?
You got like Stern on?
No, not at all. This show makes me laugh.
Check that, Doug.
So maybe we won't be vanquished?
If listeners don't support the sponsors, we'll be vanquished.
Vanquished.
Yep.
What actually happens when you get vanquished?
I move to probably Palm Beach County. That's probably,
is that where you'd go?
That's probably what happens.
Like the West Palm Beach region?
Yeah. Maybe a little south of there. Maybe a little north of there. That's the range. Cat and I will hang out every February and March, though. Like fast friends. Fast friends.
We can end up all working in the storeroom at Best Buy.
That'd be fun.
Right. What was that
if we did it all together, it'd be fun.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
Best Buy is about $9 an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, so a little raise, a little bump.
Yeah, it would be nice. But, you know, the cost of living's a little bit higher there.
It'd be like, we have to move one box from point A to point B. Jim, Tim, and Doug, do you think you three can handle that? And we'd mess it up.
Yeah, we'd break something.
Although where you're going this weekend is a nice area. I like it down there.
The Sanibel Island.
Yeah, I felt so gay a couple years ago when Timmy was going. I actually emailed him and said, that's a really nice beach for shells. Can you bring me some shells back?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
No, you didn't.
I did, and I got done. And I said, did I just send that?
Did he do it?
Why would you need a shell?
I honestly don't remember that.
Don't you?
I don't remember that.
I said, can you bring me some seashells back? Sanibel Island is great for seashells in the morning.
what do you need with the seashells?
That puts someone in a tough spot. You're like, I love Iggy, but I'm not going to like... go and get seashells and bring them back to him.
Maybe he and Anna Marie were just going to take a stroll on the beach, have some coffee in the morning, and
find some
shells.
The people who go down there, I guess, I don't know if this is a Gulf part of Florida, because I don't think it goes on.
The metal detectors walking around.
No, although I'm sure that probably would be on the Atlantic side, but these bugs called no-see-ums, which are named as they are, because you cannot see them, and they just bite the F out of you, like right at sunset. I don't know about sunrise, I'm not up at that time. My mother-in-law is already down there, and she was sending me and Anna Marie pictures of how beautiful the sunrise is, but I'm not up at that time. But sunset, you go out there for shells and all that, and holy moly, you get bit up like the Dickens is what you get. You get bit up like the
Dickens.
Right
on the legs, right? The legs proper?
Yeah. I think our wedding ceremony was right at around that time.
Do you ever think about why they didn't call them can't-see-ums? Why do they call them no-see-ums?
Good question.
Sounds better.
Can't-see-ums.
They're like
Don't
Santa.
Get on that. Yeah, correct well, that.
They're like Santa.
Now that Trump's in and you're part of the administration,
kind of itches.
Fix it.
Yeah. All right. It just would be kind of difficult to bring shells back with you, and that you put them in a suitcase or a bag.
Just put them in a bag and put them in your carry-on.
And then what will you do with them? You make some sort of crafts.
Use them for my garden. Put shells around the garden, and I've got like 10 conch shells I use.
Have
conch?
You?
Conch fritters.
Got those diving in Jamaica and Bermuda, and I still have them.
Oh, you got those yourself, did you?
Guys, if Tim leaves this week, we all leave. Thanks, Fred, from the fourth part of the nail.
We're going to be vanquished if you leave.
Charlie hasn't been in here much because you're in town now for the off season, and so we haven't seen Chuckles outside of his posts on the fan pin.
Well, there's good news. In the early part of December, I have to leave for the winter meetings.
Oh, yeah? Where are the winter meetings?
Washington, D.C., which might be some trouble there with all the protests.
Usually they go a little warmer, don't they? I mean, it was Nashville, it seems like, last year, 2 years ago. I mean,
San Diego.
Wow. Ugh.
D.C., yeah.
Yeah, no, that's kind of a bad beat.
Yeah, that's awful.
Doesn't matter. I don't get to see anything.
Going there?
I think it's like the 4th, 5th, 6th, come back the 7th or something. Mm. I think Sunday is the 4th, I think. And you don't get to do anything. You have to honestly sit there with all the other legit journos in a room and wait for something to happen.
And then scramble and try to tweet it before the other fellas.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that.
Because you get a $20,000 bonus if you do that.
We put together a show where they actually let us in their war room while they're discussing stuff. And we make a little show about it. It's pretty good. I don't know when it's going to air.
So Chuckles will be in that week. He'll be in Thursday, Friday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. You'll get plenty of Chuckles. Then we have the Thanksgiving holiday. Gather around the hearth with your family for some turkey and blessings.
You like to say that, don't you? Blessings.
When does the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, we don't do a show, correct? Or do we do a show?
Look at you sharpshoot me. No, we have a show. But I'm very liberal with off days around the holidays. At least I think I am.
Well, it's my bad because there was an email outlining all this, and I didn't read it carefully.
No, we've never been off on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I expect...
That's Skanksgiving.
Thank you, Doug.
You want to take off for Skanksgiving?
I fly back just in time for Skanksgiving. Man, I love that Thanksgiving. I'll tell you. I love Thanksgiving. But we're off this year. The Friday before Christmas weekend, and then the Monday after Christmas, because Christmas is on December 25th. And then January 2nd is the national holiday celebrating New Year's Day, because New Year's Day is on a Sunday.
And that's Winter Classic Day, too, isn't it?
Correct. So my thought process was, we're usually off on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and so therefore I can't take vacation away from people. And then also then New Year's Day. So... we'll be off that day. I was going back and forth. I'm like, should we be on the air the day of the Winter Classic? I'm like, everybody wants to be down there if they're in St. Louis anyway, so I'm not going to make them do shows. What are we going to do? If we're going to make a bunch of money, I'd do it. But I'd rather, I want people to enjoy themselves. That's the modus operandi.
Well, the best way to enjoy yourself would be to take this show off the air, probably, after our vanquishing. Well, there'll be a party and a celebration then.
What? You don't want to do show no more?
Well, it's just, I'm just trying to look at the greater good of the community.
That's why Timmy's the best boss ever. He cares about his employees.
I know, but wait till he finds out that I thought we were off that day. So I'm going to have to ask for that day off. Late notice. Now, I'm not saying we should have. It was my mistake.
Where are you going? You going somewhere?
Yeah, Philly. We're going to Philly.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't communicate properly to my wife, who already booked the flights. I thought we were.
Well, I'm gone. I'm gone, baby.
You're coming back, though. We're not going to be vanquished. You are coming back.
As far as I know. Doug, as far as I know.
Okay. So it sounds like it won't be such a special Skanksgiving program.
What do you mean? If Tim's gone and I'm gone, you know what that gives you? That
gives free reign?
Free reign to just spread your wings and take the show in whatever direction
you
choose.
Yeah, you can give hot takes.
No, I don't care to talk.
Boy, if that were me, I'd start planning right now.
You would.
Right. I get that crowd hammer on.
I got to give away a text of the day, and this one's just at the top. It says, Tim is the best boss. I wish he was my boss. Thank you, runner girl. So I'm going to give that text of the day. It's a free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice.
I'm looking at my Thorough Lemmings list to see if she's on there now, and it doesn't look like she is, but dangerously close to getting on there.
Iggy's fast friends with Chrissy Runner Girl, right?
Yeah, she's good people.
She's good people.
I said she's too fit for me to bang, but...
Oh. What kind of comment is that, Iggy?
I'm to take the comments.
And comments like that only bring you two closer, I assume.
No, she gets me. We had drinks with a ghost a couple weeks ago.
What do you mean a ghost?
There's a lot of sentences being said right now.
What do you mean you had drinks with a ghost?
People understand it. They need to understand it.
Well, I'm right here.
Timmy mentioned her name at the remote the other night, so...
Yeah, we had the unfortunate situation
with Flip Flop or whatever her name was back there with
Paddywhack.
Paddywhack. Timmy compared her to somebody who we couldn't see.
Oh, God. You ever have fondue with a Yeti? That's my goal.
Mm-mm-mm. The story behind that. I don't even think I told you. I don't know if I told
Bits
you.
Bits and pieces, but not the whole thing.
The story behind that is, it's so tough to even explain, but if you can follow it, it is... mind-blowing. And it went to, we had to file a lawsuit, and then this person returned on the fan page under that name. Wow. So that's why I don't really joke about it. I mean, now it's been a couple weeks and nothing's happening, but it's unreal. And that's why I said, yeah, we do need to get security. It's gotten that weird. I don't want to name the company because the company had nothing to do with it, but that's who this person was employed by, and it led to legal issues. And then this person returned on the fan page.
And we were having fun with it after Chrissy and I went and this person didn't show up, and so I said, well, let's just put it on the Facebook. We tried to make it private, but she didn't show up. And then when Timmy kind of explained to me what was happening, I said, this isn't joking anymore.
Yeah,
this is serious.
It's bad. I don't know. It's unreal. I don't even think you guys know about it.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I know, so it's weird.
We would lay down our lives for you, Tim.
It's a weird, I mean, it's beyond weird, actually. And to not be able, I mean, I can get into it, but we got email today, and then Frank has a show, so I can't get into it. But essentially, it was catfishing two different times, though, by husband and wife tandem. And it was so intense that these people would call from different phone numbers to act like they were different people, all while representing they were making substantial ad buys for a company that people in St. Louis would know if I named the name. And since the company had nothing to do with it, I won't name the name of the company because they don't deserve to be dragged into it. So we had to file suit for that. And then it was taken care of. This person was let go. And at that point, I truly was worried something was going to happen because clearly it was a unique situation as far as the interest level in me and the show. Like uncomfortable, you know, like we get the text and we kind of recognize it for what it is, but this was something else. And then I hadn't even thought about the names. And as I said, I'm sitting on the patio at Willie's two Saturdays ago when I saw somebody post who it was. And I'm like, oh my God, they're back. And it's a husband and wife team. And that's who was representing themselves as this Becky person on the fan page.
And they were, what were they, what was their goal? What were they trying to do?
I don't know. Well, it had happened before because somebody pulled up an article that this person had done jail time, I think, for 8 or 10 months for the same kind of act with trying to get some kind of mortgage, I guess, or something like that in 2012. I wasn't aware of that when it went on. So it's scary. I mean, there's other things going on. It's a weird deal to have people like stalk you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And so so that's why I'm not joking, because I'm kind of, you know, I don't know, scared's the right word, but you know, like we have people drive by the house and take pictures of Anna Marie. It's odd and it's uncomfortable. And
that
all we're
scary.
Doing is this stupid show. And I don't know what to do. You know, I mean, what can you do? We're just going doing our dumb show and living our lives. But when that stuff's going on, you don't even think that stuff's possible. And then that happened a couple of weeks ago. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, you know? So the level that went to, and the levels that it went to 2-3 years ago, when I explained the story, people, their mouths would be wide open. Then there'd be another twist. They go, oh my God. And then that was it, we thought. And then they came back and did this whole thing. It's just bizarre and scary. I'll be honest. It is scary. It is scary. So anyway, what
well,
am I
gonna hopefully
do?
We nipped in the bud this time.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still out there and they clearly are willing to do, you know, those kinds of things. So yeah, it makes me and Anna Marie uncomfortable. Uncomfortable being a euphemism, really. So, and then some of the angry emails and Facebook messages I get, you just go, God, what in the world? All we're doing is a stupid show that really hardly ever has any malice whatsoever. You know, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know if this stuff's commonplace. You know, like, does Bernie Miklas deal with this kind of crap? I don't know. I mean, I would imagine when he was writing for the Post-Dispatch, he would write columns that would piss people off. I would guess he probably did. Burwell, I know, did, but I don't know. A lot of that was bigots, you know. Strauss caught hell, but not to that level, of course. But this is this show, we're not, like, really giving any opinion of substance ever. <Mm-mm. laughs> So to, like, do that stuff and, like, bring people's family into it. Oh, I don't know. Whatever. Someday I'll write about it, I guess, Iggy. It'll be the follow-up to your book. Hey, you know what we got now? It's an email of the day. We're giving away Blues tickets, Blues and Predators, on Saturday night, courtesy of generous executive Dan O'Neill. Morning, Manhux. What is worse, a cold toilet seat or a warm toilet seat? Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000. Yeah, that's kind of a good question.
Yeah, warm.
That's
a nice warm question. Warm is terrible because, you know, someone else had just been sitting there.
Recently, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I don't exist. Thanks, Paddywhack. P.S., for some audio forensics homework, and I know no one wants to relive this night, but please check out the second segment of the Hot Shots broadcast at 26:19. Doug, you want to go back and...
You know what? I don't have much to do today, but I'm too busy to do that.
Something magical happens when Plow Saber starts hollering about Paddywhack in an MFF. On that note, I feel sorry for the poor patrons of these places when you guys take over. They're just sitting there enjoying... It's a true. Nice meal and some cold beers, and all of a sudden, here comes this freak show. By now, when the people of St. Louis see the sea monster hauling in equipment, they literally trample over each other, trying to find the closest exit.
That could be.
Quite a little operation you fellas got going. Thanks. It's Matt, who bowls at Hank's.
Matt, who bowls at Hank's. Paddywhack does exist. I met her.
I saw him. He's a lovely guy.
No, he's a girl. Woman.
Guys, Plops here. I had a run-in with Her Majesty Doug Vaughn yesterday that's left me shorn. I was over at Tower T hanging out with my autograph book waiting for golf pros. I hear Tiger and Phil play there a few times each month.
Yeah.
Anyway, I suddenly hear that song, Let's Hear It for the Boy, playing from the driving range and see that a big crowded for him. I walked over and found that Doug was over there putting on a little show for a group of about 25 cheering shirtless twinks. He was kind of dancing a little, swinging the sticks, doing little golf tricks, kissing guys on the cheek. It was like Bob Hope entertaining the troops, except we were in Shrewsbury proper at a par three with two dozen militant gays fawning.
I think it's Afton.
Fawning over an aging boy daddy in an Izod golf vest. I asked him if I could get in on the action. He said, sure. He had me lay down on the tee box, face down. He peeled back my pant and teed a one up in my butt crack.
Son of! Who was it, Tim?
It's Misty Plops.
Misty Plops, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name, even as we speak, is going into the Llewellyn's Pub leather-bound suspension logule.
Morn, I was seeking the advice from you sweaty matadors regarding my shrub situation. I am experiencing male pattern baldness that's affecting the thickness of my landing strip. So, I was curious if it's okay to trim my shoulder shrubs and append them to my sweet and salty pubic region. Think about it, that's from Bottoms in Wicker.
Bottoms in Wicker. He's new.
Doug, P.S., why aren't there pube barbers? I feel like people are leaving a lot of money on the table there.
I don't have an answer for you. I think you got to handle that yourself.
Now, why don't you research
guy.
It? Yeah.
Certain things you just want to handle yourself there, guy.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome back to ABC's The Bachelor. Bachelor Nick eagerly awaits the arrival of the first. Tim shows up in a G5... Haha, flown in by his dad and says to Nick, my pincers make things look big. Think about it. Next, the cat shows up on a much more affordable Honda imitation Harley in a leather jacket and assless chaps. He walks in with no eye contact. Iggy and Plowboy come walking up slowly out of the darkness, smoking darts as Plowboy says, sup, Nick? I'm medium femme. Where's the Tostinos at, big boy? And Doug, well, Doug's eyes rolled back into the back of his head as he was overcome with the scent of alpha male and initiated Network TV's first ever MMMMMM in the last limo. Fingers and fists as far as the brown eye.
No, who was that? Who said that?
I just said you got the first impression, Rose. That's from Cuck Harrison.
Cuck Harrison has been suspended. He's been suspended for potty language, and he'll be suspended for a period of 2 days' time. Thanks to Willens.
Ahoy! Wow, wow, wow. Jeez Louise. Hey, hey, hey. Tee-hee-hee. Just an all-out assault on my ear holes with white-hot takes. This ma'am, I mean. Speaking of that, I know there was a lot of discussion. I like that. A lot of discussion.
Stop it.
On hair plugs and whatnot. Just wondering if any of you T-boys know where a dandy lad such as myself might be able to score a bargain basement price shrub transplant. See, after a bad wax job, my fupa follicles flat refused to grow back, and I'd kind of like to try to fashion a landing strip. Even if it's some joint in a dark alley, that's okay as long as the price is right. Because you know homeboy ain't finna pay retail. How do you do? No fooling.
Lefty Jack Smear.
This shrub transplant thing seems like there might be traction.
Lefty Jack Smear.
Guys, I had a very similar experience to what Timberfake went through last week. Not many people know, but Tawny and I almost didn't last a week. I took her out on a date to Salt and Smoke, and I was looking fly as I used my Harry's razors to clean up. Everything was going great, but then it happened. At the end of the dinner, I did what any normal guy would do, and I showered her Snapchats of me and my ex, and how we... I showed her Snapchats of me and my ex, and how we were in mad love, and how I still loved her. Tawny looked confused and angry. She asked why I had so many Snapchats of myself on my phone. After dousing me with water, I pleaded she took me back, but she had one stipulation. Now, almost 5 years later, we're happy as can be, and Doug makes for a great cuck daddy. It's from the White Collar Gangster.
Didn't like it. White Collar Gangsta.
Hey, fellas. It's your favorite new listener, John Peterson, here.
Hello, Johnny.
There are a few things about your show that befuddle me, and I'm hoping you cool cats can help clear them up. First, do you guys ever talk sports?
Not usually, no.
Second, could somebody explain Friday mornings to me? I don't get any of that. Third, is the whole point of this email thing to write in some obscure homosexual reference and sexually harass Doug?
Seems to be, yeah.
And lastly, do you guys not read every single email you get? I emailed in yesterday, and that young lad reading the emails never read mine. Doesn't really seem like a fair contest.
Well,
you don't read
it.
Them all. Thanks, and God bless. It's from John Peterson.
John Peterson.
Our favorite new listener.
Morning, Chucklehead. Since today's prize is Blues tickets, I thought I'd make my email Blues-centric, and who better to get me ready for Blues hockey than resident puckhead expert Doug Vaughn. So, I hope he's fielding questions today. Number one, do the Blues have enough muckers and grinders on the roster?
They do not, apparently, no.
Number two, how would you describe their play along the half boards?
Don't say half boards. I just say stay away from the half boards.
Number three, can the Blues' recent struggles be fixed by more buy-in and want to?
Yes.
And definitely. Number four, can I sneak a slippery wrister in your five hole?
Okay.
Stubby applause.
Stubby applause has been suspended for the last question. He's been suspended for the last question, a period of 2 days' time, and his name went into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension log.
That's where we are for the email of the day. Show me what you got, little mom. Show me what you got, little it.
The only rule I follow is the rule of laughter, and the one that made me laugh the hardest, Misty Plops.
Oh, well, he got suspended. He's
I know,
eligible.
But I follow the rule of
laughter. I'm going to go with a fellow by the name of Matt, a fellow by the name of Matt who bowls at Hank's.
Doug, I am with you. Matt who bowls at Hank's is your shippy email of the day. And that's two tickets to the Blues and Predators this Saturday for the Hank's family.
That's a nice little family.
Nice.
And it's a nice prize. It's a nice family with a nice prize going to a heck of a ball game.
This is the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Man, that Lion's Choice sounds good. That extra seasoning and the fries. And there's a new one, and it's a nice-looking one right there in Rock Hill, baby. Stop on by.
Oh, yeah, I saw that the other day. Yeah.
Stop on by. Lion's Choice. Probably should. Hand off to Frank Cusimano, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Time for us to shut it down for the Plow Saber, for Iggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.